Greetings. Overcomers.ca. The Epistle Mysteries, Chapter 20. The Mystery of Christ. The True Spirit Location. Scriptures. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:1-10. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:14-21. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, and without spot, and blameless. 2 Peter 3:9-14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved, and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then took I the cup at the Lord's hand, and made all the nations to drink unto whom the Lord had sent me, to wit, Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Azah, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan, and Tema, and Buz, and all that are in the uttermost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Sheshak shall drink after them. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Drink ye and be drunken, and spew and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at the hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, You shall certainly drink. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should be utterly unpunished? Ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, The Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, and they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. And they shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and the howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord has spoiled their pasture, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He hath forsaken his covert as the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor, and because of his fierce anger. Jeremiah 25:15-38. Against Moab, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Woe unto Nebo, for it is spoiled. Kirithaim is confounded and taken. Mizgab is confounded and dismayed. There shall be no more praise of Moab. In Heshbon they have devised evil against it. Come, and let us cut it off from being a nation. Also thou shalt be cut down, O madman. The sword shall pursue thee. A voice of crying shall be from Horonium, spoiling and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard, for in the going up of Lehuth, continual weeping shall go up. For in the going down of Horonium, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the heath in the wilderness. For because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken. And Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and his princes together. And the spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Give wings unto Moab, that it may flee and get away, for the cities thereof shall be desolate, without any to dwell therein. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Jeremiah 48:1-10. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, 7-12. And scriptures. Vision. The New Jerusalem was seen in this vision, descending from heaven to settle upon the earth. While it descended, it was still above the soil of the earth, brilliant in whiteness, and was full of the glory of God. I saw that this was happening while the earth lay in gross darkness. A dark pall was cast over all the nations, and men lay bound in death while the New Jerusalem began its descent. As it descended, I saw God above it. He began to move in the nations by his Spirit alone, and he drew men out of the nations regardless of their ability to choose with a free will. Men were unable to make proper choices because they were bound in darkness and they did not have the ability to choose right from wrong. God made white the souls of men. No soul was left defiled. He made white all the souls and drew them to Christ, who was in the midst of the New Jerusalem. As God drew them out of the earth and unto Christ, I saw that all that man had built in this world, and all that man had governed, everything man had created with the power of their own carnal minds, was destroyed. I saw all the buildings and monuments and idols of man being destroyed, as if a whirlwind was bringing great destruction to them. As God drew the souls of men out of the world system, this destruction happened at the very same time. There was nothing in the world that endured this working of God to destroy the things that man built during the time of their carnality. Each soul was made white. Men did not have a choice in this. God brought this to them, and with the power of his Spirit, he brought them out of the world to cleanse them and to prepare them to enter into the kingdom of God. I saw also that this was a vision in real time, present time, that it has even begun in present time in the earth and in the midst of the nations. And vision. Continuing on then in the mystery of Christ. Christ Jesus the Lord resides in a glorified body, the only one thus far to do this, and who is the first fruits of them that slept or abode in death. He resides, however, in this body by the Spirit. It is his Spirit that brings forth the actions needed in our day to terminate the rule of man and to bring to fruition the full unveiling of his kingdom. Christ abides in the realm of spirit with all those who died and went on before in the term of world history, even up until this time. His Spirit has always greeted men and women who have entered the realm of spirit called heaven, have seen his risen body. It is quite intriguing that spirit bodiless people can view Christ in heaven in his new body, but that it is because Christ in his new body is demonstrating continually the power of spirit that the new body comes in. During the course of these studies on the Epistle Mysteries, I will be covering the mystery of our change and relate how the spirit in man, renewed, purified personal willpower, will manifest in a new body made of his spirit substance. This is a reality that is coming to this world in the lives of men, for man has been created in flesh, but will be made new in spirit. The creation that God began, he will finish when men have their new bodies raised from realms of death and dying and into the eternal state promised us from the foundation of the earth. For the present, however, one must understand, even in the dawning of this age of his kingdom, that the true location of Jesus in spirit is not held in balance by a vast number of those in sonship circles. Many have wrested this understanding of the location of Jesus to their own destruction because they do not realize that the Lord, in spirit, abides continually in that which is created new, while we here abide in a duality. Those in sonship circles have fallen away into the perfidious doctrines which have disqualified them from the prize because of high thinking. Rather than learning the humility of Christ, they learn that they are in spirit and seated high in the kingdom of God. Thus they cease to overcome the stubborn personal will. This thought has led to a motion of spirit that is backwards, not forwards, in the kingdom of God, in the purposes of God. This thought has led to a motion of spirit that is backwards, not forwards, in the purposes of God. To them, Christ becomes a matter of convenience to display their identity and to proclaim in a verbiage that it is not easily understood that they are seated in heavenly places with Christ. And therefore, error is not part of their nature. Scriptures such as Ephesians 2, 1-10 and 2 Corinthians 5, 14-21 become an imbalance. The mistake happens when one accepts these verses as they are presented, but forgets they still have working in their lives the mystery of iniquity through the carnal flesh nature, which they have to overcome. Know for certain that one can be defiled in both body and soul, as well as spirit in this day, just like any other time in world history. That one can be defiled because they forget that they are still in a state of complex duality where the flesh has grown up with the spirit. The mystery of iniquity works right alongside the mystery of the kingdom of God and the mystery of Christ. These things are to be drawn apart by the tip of the Lord's sword in us in this day, rather than to glibly ignore that fact and think that one is only spirit. One cannot be only spirit until they have received their new glorified bodies. Defilement comes to those who cease to obey the Lord in the putting off of the old man and the putting on of the new man, which is raised in the resurrection of Jesus. This putting off of the old man is not a one-time thing. It is a continual process, a constant working for the overcomer. It ceases not until, in our time, until he comes. The Spirit of the Lord stresses to us that danger lays wait for us when we confess that we are only spirit and not in duality, especially in this dawning of his dominion. We will be only spirit when the Lord has completed his drawing out process, when he has taken us, purified us completely, and made us white in the full dominion of his everlasting kingdom. Whether one likes this or not, we are in a dual world, a world where flesh and spirit exist side by side, and one is not without the other. Jesus alone is above all this. He alone is the new creation which all men will be drawn fully into, the overcomer first. You, dear reader, will avoid deception and the raging anger of the beast if you but confess that full salvation is still being worked out in you. If you confess otherwise, you may very well be at risk of being defiled in your spirit and soul, and thus be found impure for entering his kingdom. For nothing defiled or unclean will enter. What the Lord desires to do is to separate in us this flesh and spirit nature. He clearly wishes to divide this asunder in us. He does this by the working of his word, even the sword of the spirit, so that there can be a full deliverance from flesh to live only in spirit in a glorified body. And this process that he is working is now greatly accelerated. His spirit is cutting this work short for the elect's sake, and he will fast draw this to a conclusion. To give you an example of how deception can work in this day, I will show you the following. If a person believes the verses above without also realizing that they still have their own iniquity to put down, they will think they are just spirit. You cannot be just spirit when you abide in a natural body of flesh and blood. The mystery of iniquity is going to work in you as long as you abide in this body. When the time comes that the Lord gives you your new body, then, and only then, will the mystery of iniquity be done in you. In our time, we have seen some kingdom ministries go off into New Age doctrines, and some of them rather badly. Why is this? It is because they forgot they were dual-natured. They lifted Ephesians 2:1-10 and 2 Corinthians 5:14-21, along with other scriptures, out of context, and have thus invented doctrines to fit their mold. Doctrines have been invented these past 25-plus years more than in any other time, all in the name of being found in spirit, only in the kingdom of God, when in fact there was a definitive duality. Yes, ministry can minister in the things of the spirit, but it should always be accompanied with a knowledge of humble submission unto the Lord, with a gaze set only upon him. Anything else will lead to self-exaltation and spiritual pride. The results of this wrong kind of view of who they are in present time has been the creation of horrible divisions and great disparaging of sons against sons, as they all hold to various incorrect doctrines. We now have kingdom ministries and people caught up in their doctrines, holding fast to doctrines which leave little room for spiritual growth. Instead, many have become deluded into thinking they are in a perfect state. The dividing line between right and wrong in them has disappeared, and they are lost in what they think is a correct walk, when in fact it is delusion of the most dangerous kind. Jesus set us an example of suffering humility. It was by this suffering he did in Gethsemane, and then before his people, then finally the Roman cross, that was the example. If kingdom ministry nowadays confess that they are spirit only, then they should question the sufferings Jesus himself endured. For Jesus was the perfect one, the sinless Son, but he was not spared from suffering the loss of his flesh life. If we are true overcomers, we will not suffer otherwise. The overcoming of his will was the scene found in Gethsemane. The overcoming of our will is the scene found in the dawning of this new day. In both instances, the flesh had to be removed so the spirit could remain. Your soul will never know the white liberty of purity as long as you deny the fact that at the present there is this duality working in you. Jesus did not possess the carnal mind. He showed the mind of the Spirit. The mind of Christ, as the scriptures call it, if he showed the spirit mind, it was not spared the separation of flesh from that spirit. Then who are we to be otherwise? The same scene is worked out in the life of each one who would overcome. Those that deny this separation are the same ones who are heaping up teachers unto themselves so that they can cover over this processing with teaching confessions rather than practical outworkings of his spirit. You will never be part of the man-child company as long as you heap teachers unto yourself to give you this one-sided confession. In the mystery of Christ, one cannot be found in spirit as he is in spirit if one first does not have drawn through them the sword of dividing. That sword of the Lord that draws asunder bone from marrow, flesh, which is unregenerate soulish emotion, from spirit. What excites me about this day we are in is that this working of the Lord in us is greatly accelerated. He is literally cutting short this division of soul and spirit in the overcomer very quickly, because the light is about to dawn, and the rays of the light of this brand new day is about to shine forth on this darkened creation. When that light breaks, the dividing line in you will be completed, and you will be delivered from your own flesh to walk in spirit only in a glorified body. It is my prayer that you can have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying and continue to submit to this dealing, even though his kingdom has begun to unfold in the earth. Great tempests will assail all man has built up, but great peace will be to all those who allowed the Lord to deliver them from it. Even so, Lord, let your work be quick. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.